Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24. And it reads that one who has unreliable friends soon comes to a ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. The King James Version says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. My dear brothers and sisters, we all need friends. Not Facebook friends, real friends. It's very important because friends are what make you. Friends are what they will show you. True friends will be always with you and stick closer to you than a brother. My dear brothers and sisters, we have no other better friend than Jesus, who will always stick closer to you and to me, no matter what the situation is. A true friend loves and accepts us just as we are, stays close to us in good or in bad, and is always ready to help in time of need. My dear brothers and sisters, I was listening to this beautiful hymn that I love, and we all love it. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Beautiful hymn, written in the 18th century by Joseph Scriven. I'll tell you a narrated little story about Joseph Scriven, which will really benefit you today and help you. Joseph Scriven had wealth, education, a devoted family, and a pleasant life in his native Ireland. Then unexpected tragedy entered. On the night before Scriven's scheduled wedding, his fiancée drowned. In his deep sorrow, Joseph realized that he could find the solace and support he needed only in his dearest friend, Jesus. Soon after this tragedy, Scriven dramatically changed his lifestyle. He left Ireland for Port Hope in Canada, determined to devote all of his extra time in being a friend and a helper to others. He often gave away his clothing and possessions to those in need, and he worked without pay for anyone who needed him. Scriven became known as the Good Samaritan of Port Hope. When Scriven's mother became ill in Ireland, he wrote a comforting letter to her, enclosing the words of his newly written poem with the prayer that these brief lines would remind her of a never-failing heavenly friend. Sometime later, when Joseph Scriven himself was ill, a friend who came to call on him happened to see a copy of these words scribbled on scratch paper near his bed. The friend read the lines with interest and asked, "Who wrote those beautiful words?" "The Lord and I did. It between us," was Scriven's reply. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, in the furnace of fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the friend Jesus showed up. In lion's den where, Daniel was thrown in, he could slept peacefully. Jesus was there. The angels of God shut the mouth of the lions. My dear brothers and sisters, and Moses was in need of God. The angels of God and the presence and the power of God was with him. And he knew his God. And he was called a friend of God. God called him his friend. My dear brothers and sisters, today is your day. Today is your day to know that Jesus never fails. He will always bless you, lead you, guide you, preserve you, provide for you, prosper you. He's with you in your difficult times. So like Joseph Scriven, we too can find relief from our burdens when we turn to our Lord as a friend. Hallelujah. The call of prayer is there. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will bless us, lead us, guide us, O Father. I pray that, Lord, we will seek your face like never before. We'll honor you, we'll uphold you. O Father God, the name of Jesus, high above every other name, we lift up the name of Yeshua through our lives and our lifestyle. No matter what the situation or the circumstances be, O Lord, we will always run to you in prayer. And Father, we know that you never fail. You are our true friend, O God. Lord, you stick closer than a brother, your word says. And Father, we thank you for that. We bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we give you the glory, O Father. I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to be their portion in the name of Jesus, O Father. And bless them and be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.